This episode of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by L.L. Bean. Just 15 minutes of outdoor time can make you feel happier and more energized. That's a fact.
It's true.
Ask any doctor. Ask any nurse. Ask the lady with the alligator voice. Get out there and get your butt in L.L. Bean. L.L. Bean makes getting outside more comfortable and more fun with expert quality clothing and gear. Towels, coolers, totes, and camping chairs. You'll be geared up for your best day outside ever for the best outdoor products. And to save 10% on your order, visit llbean.com/Conan. Outside together since 1912. This episode of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by Hershey's. Guys, I'm going to ask you a question. What better way is there to make summer memories than having s'mores with Hershey's milk chocolate?
None that I can
think
of.
There's nothing.
Toasted marshmallows, melted Hershey's chocolate, crunchy graham crackers. The classic taste brings family and friends together for ooey, gooey, good times. And I'm saying that with a straight face.
Yeah.
And a college diploma. Ooey, gooey, good times. Make s'more memories. See what I did this summer with Hershey's milk chocolate.
Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums, a six-part series with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Let's get started.
Welcome to the final installment of the 2025 Chill Chums with Conan and the Goo Goo Gang. I'm talking summer s'mores, weekend chores. We had a great time. I mean, looking back on everything that happened, what a panoply of fun. Wow. Don't you think?
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, from the moment I started to get very negative about the conduits.
Oh my God.
That really, I mean.
That was a hell of a way to kick it off.
Yeah.
I was shocked by the amount of electrical wiring that I saw on the back of our, by the way, very small yard.
Yeah, we should talk about it more.
Well, can I say something? I was envisioning it being much bigger. I thought, because I maybe this goes back to my Irish roots, but I thought it's going to be like, it's the old estate. And so imagine my surprise when I'm led back to postage stamp.
No.
It's tiny back there.
Well, it is small.
It's quaint.
Yeah, it's a little small, little space.
But do you feel different about that conduit now that you see that it's on the other side of that wall and it's powering all of this majesty?
Yeah, you know? It just makes me wonder why more amazing stuff isn't happening in here.
Oh, well,
because it looks like a nuclear reactor. I mean, the amount of conduit back there, it looks like something incredible's happening in here, and it's just three schlubs talking. I mean, I'm sorry, but you know what I mean?
So that we can
tame. There's no 3D adventure here where we're like floating. Go ahead.
So we can tame Sona's voice.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, my God. Eduardo.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
What the fuck?
Jesus. We need more conduit. There were some real.
It's some good times.
There were some real highlights. I mean, first of all, Dr. Arroyo showing up.
Oh, man.
And you know, you always hope for a guest star, someone big. And I can't imagine. First of all, I don't know how we got him to get Dr. Arroyo.
I think it's easy to get him. We're just lucky to have him.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Wow, God, it's always better.
He's
with
such
Arroyo.
He's great. He's great. So he's such a terrible doctor.
And we learned that he's not actually a doctor. It's just his first name is Doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. Arroyo.
There's. he's fantastic. And he says a lot about what's happened in the medical profession the last couple of years.
Yeah.
It was great having him. Your cocktail was fantastic.
Yeah,
I have to say, you've outdone yourself. And to watch you craft these cocktails, I mean, it is like watching a mad scientist at work on his greatest formula.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah. How long ago did you start learning that you could make a cocktail?
Not too long ago. I think when COVID hit and I was depressed, you know.
So, Jesus Christ.
You know what helps depression?
Alcohol.
Yeah. We've all learned that. So, and are you already thinking about what the cocktail will be next year?
No.
I bet you've had thoughts already. You seem like the kind of guy that'd be like, next year, a little more Negroni. The Coney Negroni.
Oh, well, got it. Right.
Coney Negroni.
Yeah, writing it on a piece of paper that will soon be thrown away.
That's true. No, like you, I've been kind of scaling back my drinking, so I haven't thought about it. In fact, I planned this one the day before, and I had to scramble to do it, and I had two different versions, and I was tasting them, and I truly got drunk the day before, and I couldn't tell if what I had made is good or not, because it tasted good because I was drunk.
It was good.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you it was good. Okay,
but
good.
You were drunk, too.
I was. Yes, so... I was. I got drunk pretty quickly on this one. Chuggy, chuggy, chug, chug.
Okay, let's talk cornhole. I mean...
No, let's not talk cornhole. Cornhole,
I'd rather talk about conduit than cornhole.
Yeah.
Well, whoever Sona, you got really mad. Why? Why are you so competitive?
You want to know? First of all, I am naturally competitive. I'm fine losing. I hate losing to you. I
Not
think
true.
It's yes, I do. I hate losing smug. To you. You get smug.
Nope.
You will bring it up. Like
nope.
In 3 years, you'll bring it up.
I had forgotten I even won. Until I brought it up.
I can see it on your face.
Yeah, nope. I can too.
You can't
lying.
See anything.
Yes,
no,
I can.
I have no knowledge of who won that game at this moment. I forgot.
Oh, okay. Then Sona won.
Yeah,
you
I
know
won,
what? Then
remember?
I'm happy for you.
No, don't do that.
I am.
Don't do that.
If you won, I'm very happy for you. I don't remember.
Don't do
I honestly don't remember who won. These things aren't important
you
to me.
You know exactly what to do to like annoy me. You know exactly what to do. I don't want to talk about that game.
If you
again.
Told me I won, then I'm
Sona,
happy that someone won.
Give him a
won.
Taste of his own medicine. Be nonchalant about it. Harness your chill.
I'm angry. Yeah, I'm so angry.
Okay,
this
so
is what he was, wants you to do.
What?
I know.
Okay, but what did you go home and relate your lost attack?
Of course I did.
And what'd you tell him?
I said, I said you cheated.
What?
I didn't lied. Cheat. I
How
just
do you
lied.
Cheat in cornhole? Do you put a magnet in the
I
bag?
I don't know.
You did psychological warfare.
You did. I think that what really was upsetting to me was that I started off very strong. I know what happened. I shifted. The side I was throwing from, I think about it all the time since it happened.
You really thought about this.
I have. I started throwing from where you were throwing, and then I shifted to the other side, and that was my undoing.
Your mistake was you were throwing. I was tossing. Tossing's the better way to go.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I think what made my win impressive, it's coming back to me now,
no.
And what a victory it was. What made it so impressive was,
you
and you
so
will back
much.
Me up on this.
I will not, whatever it is.
Okay, I called it.
I
called
this.
It in great, Eduardo, you were a fan of this
I
because
was.
I announced when I was deep, deep in the hole, way behind,
that.
I said, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to get way behind, but then I'm going to come surging back and I'm going to win at the last minute, which is exactly what happened. And it reminds me of a tale that from
this.
Baseball that might be one of baseball's greatest moments.
No.
Babe Ruth.
Nope.
Called a shot. You know the old famous called shot?
Not yeah. the same.
Babe Ruth pointed with his bat to center field and then
God.
Proceeded to hit a home run there. And there's no photograph of it, but there's paintings of it, sketches of it. People have memorialized this as one of the greatest moments in American sports history. I think I did what Babe Ruth did. I called my shot. It was beanbag. It was
no.
cornhole. Maybe not as grand.
How? You know what? Picks or it didn't happen. If it happened, someone
video.
Should have taken a picture.
Yeah,
you
on,
shut
on,
the
I'm
fuck
just,
up,
no,
Matt.
I'm just trying to help you so you
I'm
don't dig
just saying,
too deep.
I'm talking about the Babe Ruth
okay,
moment.
I'm sorry, okay.
The Babe Ruth moment, right. It's been like memorialized in paintings. Conveniently, there's no photo of it.
But we have video of me destroying you.
Oh, it's not destroying. You didn't destroy me.
You didn't.
I think the thing is, I lost focus.
Kelly, you're trying to be a hype man. You didn't. Dude.
I lost focus. I really do hate
she lost
losing.
Focus.
Yeah, that's how people lose in sports. That's called losing.
Oh, man,
this is
right
why I hate
we
it.
Were.
This
I
is
know.
The thing, though.
I could have won, but I lost focus.
You.
Where's my lost focus medal?
You know what diminishes your victory is your sportsmanship.
Yeah.
It's non-existent.
You act like you don't care, but you really want to win.
Yes, yeah. Of course I do.
Okay, yeah. All
and
right.
Also, I think the fan, when I'm putting on a show with my Braggadocio, they want to see me pull it out. Do you know they want to
disagree?
No.
I think at least Sona owns her desire to win, and this affectation of you saying like, oh, I could take it or leave it. I'm just coasting above it all.
Yeah,
above the fray. It's I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying it either because yeah. I know you, and I know how like happy you were that you won, and it just upsets me
you
that I brought you a level of happiness.
A different person after you won.
truly,
even after the recording, you were like talking to the trash cans at one point. Did you see that?
I have so much else in my life, at my friendship with Timothy Oliphant.
Okay.
I have, you know, we're pals.
I have my imaginary friendship with Timothy Oliphant.
You know, I have my accomplishments. And so I didn't need, that's the great thing is I didn't need that cornhole win. But when it happened, I felt like I had risen to another level. You know?
I hate this.
We need a rematch.
Yes. I'm down for a rematch.
Yeah.
The phrase sore winner comes to
mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also very sore loser. And I think that that's what I'm saying is I'm down for a rematch. And I'm gonna train.
Yes, train.
I'm going to Rocky it up. You're my Apollo Creed. You're Drago?
Ivan Drago?
Ivan Drago? You're that guy. I'm the good guy. You're the bad guy. You're the bad guy.
Yeah.
You're the Soviet. I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. And I'm your Mickey Rock.
I think in a world where Putin is in charge in Russia, maybe there's a yearning for the old, good old days of Drago.
Yeah, maybe Drago's as a villain.
Yeah, Drago's now the good guy. Because they're like, you know.
Oh my God.
Drago, you could deal with. Do you know what I mean? There's not one scene where Drago invades the Ukraine. You know, and tries to take territory that isn't his.
We have to do this, and there's a training montage where you have all the technology and all the systems.
My wrist is being injected with various chemicals.
And you
Russian scientists are monitoring me.
Literally have actual dried beans in a sack, and you're just flexing with
in
them.
In a meat locker.
Hey, can I go off on a tangent here for a second? He said, knowing he could. Why is it... This always amazed me that if you watch all the Rocky movies, as I have, in the arc, unlike the 15th Rocky film, he loses all his money, okay? And his only choice is to be the greeter in a small Italian restaurant in the old neighborhood. Mm-hmm. He lives in the apartment that he's in the first movie, and there's no acknowledgement ever that he is the greatest sports figure.
He could be at convention signing autographs.
I mean, he could, without even leaving his house, if he just answered his phone, he'd get paid $100 because he single-handedly brought down the Berlin Wall, you know? He's had come from behind victories. He's the most celebrated in that universe. He's the most celebrated figure.
Yeah.
He's done the most incredible things. It would be like saying geez, did you hear what happened? No, Michael Jordan, I guess he had a crooked business manager and all the money's gone. Where is he now? He's at a Dave and Buster's. He's over by the bin of balls and he's, you know, and he's telling the kids, like, take it easy. You can't jump in until that one comes out. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah. No, Michael Jordan signs one sneaker for, you know, the ghost of Steve Jobs and gets $150 million a pop. So am I wrong? Sorry, I'm taking away from some of the magic of what was a wonderful time. I'm shifting the focus to a new one, which is I don't understand why Rocky's working in that restaurant.
Do you remember he was also living with a robot in one of the movies?
Yes.
No.
I remember that, but bitty, bitty, bitty. Yeah.
No, that's Twiggy.
Okay. Is that from Buck Rogers?
Yes.
Voice by?
Mel Blanc.
There you go. It's just Mel Blanc. It's not Burr Blanc.
I'm so...
You went Mel Blanc.
My God. Oh,
what
my
pairs,
God.
What pairs well?
Oh, do you remember also in the Summer S'mores how pissed off you got about the trivia?
What pairs well? What pairs well with the fish? I would try the Mel Blanc. Who's the voice of Bugs Bunny?
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh,
you're
my God.
Such a fucking twit.
Hey, look! I'm Data from Star Trek.
Oh,
it's Jordy!
It's campfire season, and L.L. Bean is helping people of all ages get outside. You know, I gotta tell you, when I'm outside, I'm a happy guy.
Me too. I love it.
A night around the campfire is nothing without versatile gear. You gotta have versatile gear.
You do.
And you know, L.L. Bean Easy Comfort Camp Chair Max, designed with a wider, deeper, and taller seat for maximum comfort and support. I need that taller seat.
You do.
Don't risk any hangry kids or adults. Mm. Pack the car with the Adventure Cooler Tote. Mm-hmm. It's lightweight, it's insulated, it has an impressive capacity, okay? Holds up to, can you guess, Sona?
I'm going to say 36 12-ounce cans.
You know what? You're not wrong.
Uh-huh.
And 36... I'm going to guess it'd be cold for up to 50 hours with ice.
Yes. You guys think you're joking around?
Uh-huh.
You both nailed it. When I'm out there camping with my buddies, I'm out there with Rodman and Greg Daniels and Rob Lezebnik.
Yeah.
And we're just...
You guys are just roughing it.
No, we're very close to a restaurant.
Oh.
We're in the parking lot of a very nice restaurant. But we've got our L.L. Bean stuff. We've got, you know, I've got my adventure tote cooler, my L.L. Bean easy comfort camp chair. Max. Mm. It's just good times. Yeah. Good times for everybody. So for the best outdoor products and to save 10% on your order, visit llbean.com/Conan. Outside together since 1912. And now a shout out to Hershey's and a huge thanks to them for sponsoring Summer S'mores. I was very psyched when I heard Hershey's was on board.
Same.
Yeah,
me too.
Because I got to tell you, I've been eating Hershey's milk chocolate since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I was like, give me that milk chocolate. And they'd say, okay. And I'd say, is it Hershey's? And butterbeer, I'll kill you. I was a mean
oh
little kid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I really insisted it be Hershey's. Now you can s'more like never before with new Hershey's milk chocolate with caramel. What's the verdict?
Oh, my God. It's truly scrumptious.
Yeah, it's a sweet new take on the classic treat. This groundbreaking delight delivers an over-the-top s'mores experience. Each Hershey's caramel bar is perfectly sized for s'mores, delivering optimum ooey-gooey goodness in every bite. It's an indulgent new way to make summer memories. Gather around for toasted marshmallows, crunchy graham crackers, and new Hershey's caramel bars. Oh, my God. This Hershey's caramel is very good.
Oh, my God.
Very good. It's very good. You know what? Why didn't they think of this before?
I know.
If I was at Hershey's, I'd be firing people for not thinking of this 10 years ago.
Oh.
Anyway, try Hershey's milk chocolate with caramel today. S'more more. Anyway, if you think I'm a monster in this final episode, that's what these chill chums do to me. They wind
and
me up.
And now it's our fault.
Yeah, it's our fault.
And this is what's going to be happening next year. This is the tip of the iceberg of the new Conan. Because the Conan that comes to the next Chill Chumps is going to be an absolute monster.
Are we going to just do like Olympic games? All these different games?
We should.
Like Battle of the Network Stars?
Yes. Yes. Well, I'll run a race against Gabe Kaplan. But now.
Excuse me, it's Gabe Kaplan.
Yeah, Gabe Kaplan. I'll have a Gabe Kaplan and I'll have a...
Pardon me. Do you have any Gabe Kaplan?
Do you have any Mel Blanc by the glass?
But of course.
But of course we do here. It's cafe mispronounced.
You know, can I say something?
Of course you can.
Way back in the first episode of this series, Blay, you teased something that we also did the year before, and I think it's important that we cover this. You got a new medieval renaissance weapon.
Yeah, you never brought that out. What happened? Did you bring it to the set and then never use it?
I felt like there was a lot of tension between you and Sona, and we didn't need any more, like, any actual weapons on set.
Did you just forget, though? I mean, it's unusual for you to bring a dorky weapon and not show it.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh my God.
I can't wait for the war crimes trial where we all present our evidence.
I just love it. Who drives home? Look at who drives home at the end of the night and looks in the back seat of their car and sees a broad axe and goes, darn it! I forgot to wield it.
Why am I catching straight to shooting anybody? He just got
You said you were going to bring one of your weapons and you brought it, but never brought it out?
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on.
What was that like when you got home and you're unpacking stuff?
Did you apologize
and
to it?
And you have your cooler and you move it and there it is.
That is kind of what happened.
From Sword of Gildar.
I was unpacking my car, yes, and I was like, oh, that's right. This year.
So what was it?
Well, I have it here. This year,
of course you do.
You just have it with you?
Well, I left it at the office because just in case we need
it. So let's see it. What is it?
Well, so last year I got a big sword.
Uh-huh.
It was like, you know, 4 foot. And I wanted something smaller because I didn't really use it at all in this past year because it was so big.
You didn't use the fantasy sword as much as you thought you would?
Why would you use it?
It's two-handed. It's a whole thing to get out. It's like very big. So I didn't use it as much as I wanted.
What a sad to-do list. To-do. Milk. Orange. Wield magical sword. Wield fake magical sword.
Oh, I'm sad you didn't get your bucket list checked off.
Anyway, so I wanted something kind of smaller and more useful. So I got I got this axe.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's really sharp, so be careful of it.
It just looks like an Irish musical instrument.
Yeah, it's a big.
It looks like a Guinness harp.
It's a big, but yeah. It's great.
Tell me what this is.
Oh, it's a big. I don't really know. It's just a really sharp.
Well, where did
big,
you get it?
I got the Renaissance Fair. You went to
a Renaissance Fair?
I dressed up
in costume. You were wearing.
I did. Okay. Yeah, I did. and this year I learned, I don't even know why am I.
And this time
why
I
am
went.
I telling you this? I brought an empty holster because I last year I had to carry around the sword. It was really awkward.
So you brought a holster for a sword you thought you might buy.
That's right.
So that's I could be worried.
I hate that.
Oh, I hate that when you have a holster.
So I had an empty holster. So, and this fits
perfect. It's a sheath, I think.
Yeah. Well, no, I had a holster because I was like, oh, I don't want to buy another big sword. I want to buy something smaller, like a dagger. But then I saw this baby and I was like, oh, this thing
is incredible.
Yeah. And I was, you know, also, I will say,
no one's interrupting you. you're pausing because you realize where you're going is sad.
Yes, it is kind of sad.
Well, I will say, I will. Could someone please let me finish? We're letting you finish. I don't want to say it.
Well, I was thinking after I bought, I could use that to cut a pizza.
What?
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 You know, what? Well, I'm just saying, because, you know,
you
the,
could all, you
the
know,
sword
you could
doesn't
also
have a lot of...
a pizza cutter.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a lot of practical cutter. Applications, and I was just saying...
No, it doesn't, mean.
I didn't really use my sword last year, and so I was like, well, I'll be able to...
That would be pretty badass if you had a dinner party and you brought a pizza out and you just went...
Yeah, thank you. There we go. Look at that.
I don't know if badass is the word.
I am Zygar. I shall turn this pie into six slices.
You're making my case for me.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, so I got
all right. So you finally got to show it. That's great.
Thanks. Thank you for letting me show it off.
Well, I didn't let you. I didn't know you had it in the room. Okay, well, I thought we were just going to talk about it.
Well,
but of course you have it. Where do you keep all this shit in your house? It's not, I mean, imagine it's not a huge apartment.
It's not. Actually, do you want to know the truth? It's,
well, I asked you, so okay. I'm expecting the truth.
I have... This is, oh man, fuck, this is so sad. And well, I think it's cool. I have a weapon corner that I just lean everything up against.
You
so.
Own it. Go for it. Don't apologize.
Okay, yes. I have a weapon corner.
Oh, no.
So
you should apologize.
Yeah. Yes. I have a couple swords. I got this. I got a flamethrower. I got.
Do you really have a flamethrower?
I do, yeah.
You're an asshole.
Why do you have, what kind of.
One of my friends gave it to me. We had a thing where he gave each other weapons. And then I have I have spiked balls and chain.
A mace?
A mace?
I got the. A mace, I think, is like a club. I think that's like a Morningstar or something. But then I also have
listeners right now.
The knife.
We're plummeting.
I think it's from Cobra or from another movie. It's like a big, crazy, wavy.
That's the Cobra knife
wavy,
that the villain has.
Yeah, wavy knife, and then it's got a spiked handle. Yeah, so I got all that stuff. It's just kind of just in one corner.
Throwback when Greg Daniels and I were writing together on our first... TV show, not necessarily the news. We went to our offices. We were working there for like 3 days at Sunset Gower Studios. This is 1985 when this package arrived that they sent back to our office. And we used to get like weird promotional things. And I guess for some reason, because we were a TV show, we got a promotional package. They thought maybe we would mention it. And here I am mentioning it 70 years
it
later.
It worked.
Oh,
yeah,
my
worked.
God.
And it was a promotional package from Cobra, the movie.
Oh,
Cobra.
My God.
And it was all these pictures and like a couple of memorabilia, little thingies from the movie Cobra. We were just looking at it and it was like, this is going to be Sylvester Stallone's next franchise. He plays, what's his name?
Marion Cobretti.
You're like, his name? You know, you have to justify, this is a sting operation.
And he cuts pizza with scissors.
Yeah. But no, and it was, and then Greg and I went and we decided we got to go see Cobra.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember.
No,
but
I do.
It's, I know.
Do you?
He was a producer on it. He was 3 years old.
Do you know the story? God. That?
But you know what's crazy? It's Cobra against a cult.
Yeah.
And it's people from all walks of life who meet.
Business people.
Yeah, people and bakers and people that sell orthotics all meet in a basement and clang weapons together.
Clang axes in spotlights.
In spotlights.
And like chains and.
Yeah.
Do you know what the story of that is? That, Sylvester Stallone was originally going to do Beverly Hills Cop, and he retooled it so much that they eventually went, no, you can't do this anymore.
Right.
They gave it to Eddie Murphy, and he took his version, and that's what Cobra is.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's Matt's movie corner. I have more fun facts.
Oh.
And if you could just open up a corner of your apartment for me.
Yeah, dude. Well, come
I
on
said,
over.
But anyway, that was my, when you mentioned Cobra, I thought, wait a minute. I have a visceral memory of opening
but
a
what
box.
What was in it?
Oh, a lot of photographs from the set and a press packet of who Marion Cobretti was and what his character is. And then there might have been like a plastic knife in there or something. I don't know. But I remember Greg and I thinking, wow, I guess this is going to be the new thing. You know, Cobra. And nope, it wasn't.
No.
Too bad, though, huh? We missed that one.
Is it too bad?
God, okay. I love movies.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, we got off on a tangent, and I have to bring it home, which is Chill Chums isn't about a place. It's about a state of mind.
Oh.
And it isn't about whether it's in the yard. It isn't about whether it's anywhere in the Los Angeles area or if it's on a private island. It's not about that. It's whenever we get together and we decide to be chill chums and get the old s'mores out, it creates a special magic. It's a special bond. It's a tie-in for various companies who want to advertise.
Sure.
I'm told it's something called fan service by Adam, who says it in a very cold voice. Fan service.
That's true.
Yeah. Fan service. So it was a joy. It was a real joy, and I want to thank you both. I had a great experience.
Me too.
And I loved it. It's a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to next year when we do it all again. Who knows where and who knows why.
And all the people that helped with this, too.
Yeah.
And two of the big ones are in this room, too, because Blade does so much work planning.
Blade does
this
a lot. I mean, Tanisha Elvira, works hard.
He engineers the whole thing.
Leonardo.
Dr. Arroyo. Thank you, Dr. Arroyo.
Definitely. Yes. Ruthie, Sam, Rachel.
Yeah, I mean, all these people work so hard. They do a great job. We love them.
Yep.
We're family here. And by family, I mean everyone's paid.
And doesn't like each other.
And makes fun of me behind my back. And in front of my face. This was really nice. It was really fun. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed doing it.
I love Chill Chums.
Wow. You thought for a long time and you came up with a great ender. Thank you, Sona.
I love summer s'mores.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, Sona. Well, from all of us to all of you, thank you very much. I hope you had a great summer. And we'll see you soon.
Rematch 2026. Free Sona.
Yeah.
Summer S'mores with Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Jeff Ross, and Nick Liao. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering and mixing by Eduardo Perez and Brendan Burns. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It too could be featured on a future episode. You can also get 3 free months of SiriusXM when you sign up at SiriusXM.com/Conan. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.